Today's podcast is brought to you by Balance 7. Save $10 plus free shipping this week only with code HOWIE10 at balance7.com. Enjoy the podcast.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
There's a mask requirement inside D.C. restaurants, yet President Biden and the First Lady were not wearing masks while walking around a D.C. restaurant on Saturday. Why?
So I would say, of course, there are moments when we all don't put masks back on as quickly as we should.
Did you forget the rules?
You're vaccinated and your family members are vaccinated, those who are eligible, and that is obviously very young children and not yet eligible, that you can enjoy the holidays.
Well, label me thankful.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
The problems that already exist with respect to inflation. And as you know, inflation is a tax on the working and middle class more than it's a tax on anybody else.
All those economic problems add up to a big political problem for the president. Is all of this his fault? Of course not.
We'll talk about it when you want to talk about it. I don't blame you. I don't blame you.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
The Mouse That Roared. That was the name of the movie about the little country in Europe that invaded the U.S. or said they were invading the U.S. so they could get a bunch of foreign aid. 844-500-4242. We got a lot of good stuff to talk about this last hour, and a lot of bad stuff actually. These vaccination mandates. I want to hear from more state workers. And again, if you want to reach out and get your story out, the Globe doesn't seem interested in covering this story. Honestly, they don't seem interested in going beyond the press releases anyway from the Charlie Parker administration, because they're all in. Again, the Globe's motto now is afflict the afflicted, comfort the comfortable. And if you want to get your story out and you want to share with us what's happened to you, go send anything you've got. We really would like to get some of these termination notices or threatening letters and how they've changed over the course of the last 3 or 4 days. We got some calls in the first hour about that, but we would like to see more copies of it, like we have with the guards, letters that they got in my column yesterday. But send everything to newstips. That's one word: newstips@bostonherald.com. Newstips@bostonherald.com. Anonymity guaranteed. And we just. You know what's really interesting is that, and a couple of callers mentioned this in the first hour. No one is signing these letters, whether it's at the local hospitals or whether it's in the agencies. You know, it's almost like they don't want to get sued down the road. So like with the state police, it's not Lieutenant Colonel this or Major this. It's the COVID-19 response team. And with the DOC, the guards, nobody signs it. It's just there. And you heard the woman from the hospital, from Mass General Brigham's. She tried to get through, and she just gets voicemail, and then she tries to respond to email, and they tell her no one's answering this. Don't do this. Don't send us any more stuff. I mean, this is not the way you treat people who a year and a half ago you were saying were heroes for coming to work every day. And now you're giving them the bum's rush out the door, and in many cases telling them they can't apply for unemployment insurance after you've been paying deadbeats and bums to do nothing for 18 months. Now you're going to fire the people who are actually working? It's just wrong on so many different levels. And the Herald would like to help. I mean, I try. I'm not saying something that's self-serving. We really would like to do something, and I'm appalled by the lack of interest that the rest of the corporate media, the Amen Chorus, seems to have in this whole story about what's happening to people in private and public sector. But anyway, before we do that, I want to play these Biden cuts here, because it wouldn't be a, if we have Biden cuts, we're going to play them. We can't not go with the Biden cuts if we have them. So let's start out. First, I'm not going to play the one where he's saying I'm Joe Biden, Jill's husband. He says that all the that's one of the few things he can remember. If he says I'm Jill Biden, Joe's husband, then we'll play it. He's done that before, but he hasn't done that lately. He must have practiced a long time so he doesn't screw it up. But let's start with cut five.
My dad used to always say, never forget where you came from. As they say, them the one that brung me to the dance, you know?
Them the ones that brung me to the dance. I thought the saying was you always go home with the one that you brung to the dance. But I'm not from Delaware, you know?
Not what them say.
It's different from state to state, region to region, you know? So anyway, what is the background of this story? What is the context? If you can use the word context when you're discussing a Joe Biden, Grandpa Simpson story, Jared.
So near as we can tell.
That's a good way to put it.
He took a break from claiming he was in the civil rights movement to talking about the Democratic convention, one of the Democratic national conventions that he went to.
Is this the one sometime in 1924 where in New York where they had like 150 ballots?
It might be.
Or is this the Cross of Gold convention with William Jennings Bryan back in 1896? It could be that one too, you know. All right. So anyway, this is this is one of his first Democrat conventions, and it begins. Settle back. If you're at home, sit down and put your feet up because this is going to take a little while. Cut six.
I was going to tell you a quick story. When I decided to help pick someone who was going to be the nominee for the Democratic Party, I was asked in Delaware to go out and try to find a candidate for the United States Senate. I was 28 years old as part of this group of people. And I kept trying to get people who were consequential to get involved, and they didn't want to do it. And Nixon was running that year, was going to be a lead pipe cinch. Republicans were going to win, and I was a Democrat. And so I showed up at a Democratic convention, an off-year convention, and I went to make sure that everything was going to be okay. And I would report that I was the kid at the convention.
Okay, this is going to be a quick story, but I don't see where it's going so far. Except, I guess he's going to end up in a smoke-filled room. I'm going to guess. Okay, next, cut seven.
And it was in Dover, Delaware. And after the afternoon session, I went back to the hotel, a typical hotel, a motel where you drive up, you get out of the car, you walk in the door. I was shaving. And I had a towel around me.
Fancy that.
And I was in the bathroom, which is like 8x10. And
he was shaving in the bathroom.
Two beds with the headboards nailed to the wall and a desk nailed to the wall. And all of a sudden I hear bam, 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 this banging on my door. And I thought it was a guy, a great friend named Bob Cunningham, a guy named Dennis. I thought they were coming to pick me up. I thought I was late. So I went to the door, shaving cream, razor in my hand, towel on, opened the door. And who's standing there but the former governor of the state of Delaware? Swear to God.
Okay. So on with the... I was a young man when this story began. Cut eight.
And I'm in my towel. Shaving cream on my face. And so I stepped back. I said, gentlemen, okay, please come in. I went in the bathroom thinking I'm going to put something on. I got in and I realized there's nothing to put on. So I wiped the shaving cream off my face and I walked out and I was mortified. And I said, I'm sorry, gentlemen. I said, it's okay. And there were two of them, each on the end of each of the two beds that were facing me. And I'm against the desk like this. And this guy, Henry Topel, said, and he was from New York, he said, Joe, we just had dinner. We were thinking. And
How did he get into the...
for the United States Senate. And I said, oh, geez, what's... Yeah.
I don't understand. He was in the motel, where you drive up to the car, but he was shaving, so he had a shaving kit with him, but he didn't have any pants with him?
Yeah.
That's what he said.
He just showed up in a towel to the convention, apparently. He misplaced his pants.
You know, sometimes I take my razor with me, and I forget to put my pants on. I get the shaving cream, too. But I forgot my pants again, damn it.
All a man needs in life is a towel and a razor.
Okay, so again, the story, this is the end of the story.
I said, I'm not old enough. And the then Chief Justice, this retired Chief Justice, of course, said, Joe, obviously you didn't do very well in law school. I looked at him. He said, it says you have to be 30 years old to be sworn in, not to be elected. You can be, and you'll turn 30 by the time it's time to be sworn in.
If this story, as rambling and incoherent as it is, has any semblance of truth to it, I've just lost any bit of respect I had for the state of Delaware, which I didn't have much of. Not because I hate Delaware or it's small or anything like that, but because Joe Biden was sought out to run for the Senate. I mean, what kind of people would seek out an idiot like Joe Biden? For indeed, he was obviously an idiot from day one. Okay, we'll be right back, and we're going to take your calls when we come back, 844-500-4242. To all the listeners who, like me, have an IRA or 401k, I have an urgent warning for you. Our federal debt is now more than $28 trillion. What the government is not telling you is that the Fed is running out of ways to fight this growing burden. Inflation and tax hikes are their only way out. You've seen the 40% increases in gasoline prices since January. Have you tried to buy lumber lately? Have you noticed the shrinking portions in some packaged products at the supermarket? It's all about inflation. In this 1970-style environment, every month your dollar buys less. So if you have $50,000 or more in your retirement savings, your money could be at risk. Learn how you can protect your life savings with physical gold and silver. Visit goldco.com/Howie Carr to get your free precious metals IRA guide and find out how you can get paid to protect your retirement. That's right, goldco.com/Howie Carr. And the IRA experts at Goldco will give you up to $10,000 in free silver when you open a qualifying account. So what are you waiting for? Go to goldco.com/Howie Carr. The experts at Goldco have helped thousands of Americans own gold and silver in their retirement savings to protect themselves against inflation and tax hikes. That's goldco.com/Howie Carr. I'm Howie Carr.
Holding the Hackorama accountable is a full-time job.
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Howie Carr will be back after this short break. He's the smartest guy in the room.
I think Papa has it all figured out. Figured out and wrapped up in tissue paper with pink ribbons on it.
Howie Carr is back.
Tonight on Where Are My Pants?
Honey, where are my pants?
You know, Ted Kennedy used to have the same problem down here, especially when he was down here in Palm Beach. But usually he would have to have, like, if they had 25 drinks before he forgot where his pants were. Joe just checks into a motel hotel, as he put it, sans culotte. Where did he have his credit card or his cash if he wasn't wearing his pants? Just walk into a hotel with a razor and I didn't have anything to put on. Okay. Whatever you say, Mr. President. Today's poll question is brought to you by the Nauset Beach Inn. Their winter room rate of $110 is back on. Book an ocean view room with two queen-size beds and a fireplace at NausetBeachInn.com. A great place to go. Jared, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Should police dogs be used at airports to keep security lines moving?
No. Because otherwise, we will soon be hearing a tune.
Who let the dogs out? 58% of the audience agrees no, they should not be.
All right. 844-500-4242. I got a really weird story to read from Oberlin College. Another embarrassing story. But let's take some calls first. Monique, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Monique.
Howie, I was calling about staffing shortages, but
yes.
I have a question about the story that we just heard President Biden tell. And my question is, did I hear him refer to the 1972 re-election of Richard Nixon as a lead pipe cinch?
Yes, he did, I believe. Yes.
I've never heard that expression before, so I just wanted to
make
sure.
What Mike Dukakis said in 1974. He was asked if he was going to raise taxes, and he said, I will give you a lead pipe, I think it was a guarantee, that we will not raise taxes. And that was used against him in 4 years when he was defeated for re-election in the primary.
Good. I've never heard that. That's an interesting expression. So the other thing is that, though, with a lot of these shortages, they're sending in the National Guard to fill in.
Well, they're sending in the National Guard to the prisons if they have to. They said they'll send the National Guard to the prison headquarters, and then the people that are the administrators in the headquarters in Milford will go back behind the walls, as they put it. And they're also sending in the National Guard to do the COVID testing. You know, I was talking to somebody over the weekend, and, you know, Baker keeps talking. He's moving people around like he's going to take the National Guard and he's going to put them in the prisons. But does he realize that a high percentage of the National Guardsmen are police officers, and many of them are state police? So he's going to be taking state police who have been suspended with pay or about to be suspended with pay, and he's going to send them supposedly into the prisons to act as guards to replace the guards who have been suspended or fired for the exact same reason. And I was talking to some guy this weekend, Monique, and the guy said, doesn't this remind you of Adolf Hitler in the final days in the bunker? They say he was moving around armies that didn't exist anymore to try to fight the Red Army moving across Prussia and towards Berlin. But that's what Baker's doing. He's moving around bodies that don't exist, or bodies that would be fired if they were in the position originally before he sent them in to replace the guy he had fired. It's just insane what's going on here. Thanks for the call, Monique. And I found a word, too. I was looking up another. There's a word, contumacy. And I was looking up what the pagans did to Christians, because this reminds me of what pagans did to Christians in the Roman Empire. You know, they persecuted Christians, and the crime the Christians were accused of by the pagan emperors and their minions was contumacy. Contumacy. I'd never heard the word before. It is stubborn refusal to obey or comply with authority. That's contumacy. And that's what these people are charged with, ultimately, is stubborn refusal to obey or comply with authority. And all you had to do in Rome was go up before the proconsul or the consul or the governor of the province, and he would say, do you attest to the genius of Caesar? And if you attested to the genius of Caesar, you were just let go, and no one believed anything. You just said to say yes, just like you. But see, here, you actually got to get a jab. It's a little more dangerous. Or it could be dangerous, theoretically, to attest to the genius of Parker. 844-500-4242. Justin, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Justin.
Howie, so Biden's losing his pants. I don't think he's been hanging around with the Kennedys and the Clintons too often back in the day. But as far as the state employee lawsuits going, I was listening to that earlier, and my sister has been, she's been working at Bridgewater Prison for years now and has been mentioning lately how her and a bunch of other employees are getting ready to quit because they don't want to take the jab. So I messaged her and said, hey, listen, flip the radio on. They're talking about this lawsuit. You might want to look into this. And she messages back and says, yeah, I'm already part. And apparently it's down to the point in Bridgewater where even the Muslim imam that they have at the prison is being told, you have to get it too, or we're going to get rid of you as well.
Wow. Wow, he's a member of a protected class. The judge, the federal judge who ruled against them, Timothy Hillman, would you care to guess if he does or does not have a state pension from Charlie Parker? He has a state pension, $88,952 a year. But I'm sure that had nothing to do with his decision to screw the guards and help Charlie Parker. I'm Howie.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. I just tweeted this one out. Usually I would save this for Weekend Woke, but this is just too amazing. This is from Oberlin College. You know, it's in Ohio. They're the ones that were successfully sued by the bakery that they basically tried to put out of business after they were falsely charged with racism for going after some black students who were shoplifting. Was just, and they lost the case, $35 million, something like that, and they keep appealing the case. But anyway, this is from the student newspaper, the Oberlin Review, and it's on Powerline blog, and Steve Hayward says this is one of those you have to read it not to believe it stories. So the headline is "Male Workers Allowed into Baldwin, Unsettling Residents." Now, for those of you who don't know, and I'm sure like me, you didn't know that Baldwin is the home of the Oberlin College Women and Trans Collective. Baldwin Cottage, the home of the Women and Trans Collective. On October 7th, residents of Baldwin College received an email from Josh Matzos, the area coordinator for the multicultural and identity-based communities. Okay. And he wrote about the Radiator Project that's going on at Baldwin Cottage, home of the Women and Trans Collective. Starting tomorrow, Friday 10/8, the contractors will be entering rooms between 10 a.m. and 8 p.m. to install the radiators. This will mean that they will need to be in your room for a period of time to complete the work. Now, if you've ever been in a place where the radiators don't work, especially in the winter, you would say, "Great! Fantastic! About time we got somebody in here to fix these radiators." Well, that wasn't the way Peter Frey-Witzer saw it. "I had not been contacted about any sort of radiator installation before this email, so I had less than 24 hours to prepare for the arrival of the installation crew, and I was further perturbed by the ambiguous "for a period of time." Get the dun-dun-dun ready. Not yet. I'll tell you when. "In general, I am very averse to people entering my personal space. This anxiety was compounded by the fact that the crew would be strangers, and they were more than likely to be cisgender men!" Dun-dun-dun! For you see, this is Baldwin Cottage, home of the Trans Women and Trans Collective, and cisgender men are not allowed to live on the second and third floors, and many residents choose not to invite cisgender men to that space. Peter Frey-Witzer says, "I was scared, angry, and confused. Why didn't the college complete the installation over the summer when the building was empty? Why couldn't they tell us precisely when the workers would be there? The next day, I waited apprehensively. The workers began installing in common spaces, and I could see immediately they were all men! It was clear that the college had not made a special request that male workers not be allowed onto the upper floors of Baldwin! Why didn't the college should have taken measures to keep students comfortable and safe, especially those who have elected to live in a specifically designated safe space?" And as Stephen Hayward, who posted this, says, "Someday maybe Peter Frey-Witzer will be out in the real world and imagine the trauma that will ensue if he has to call for a tow truck or a plumber." Wow. Cisgender men.
That's pretty, I would say, misogynistic to just assume that the radiator workers are cisgender men.
It is. He's cisgenderly profiling, isn't he?
I believe he is.
You better watch your microaggressions, bro.
you Stephen Hayward was right. You can't make this stuff up. 844-500-4242. We're going to take some more calls. And again, if you have any tips or any updates you would like to give us on your status as a not as a cisgender man, but as a state worker who hasn't gotten the jab and is now being threatened by with a termination or whatever involuntary suspension or whatever euphemism they're using for it, please send your story to newstips@bostonherald.com, anonymity guaranteed. We just want the especially if you've got documents, and if the documents have changed, like they have for the Department of Correction changed them from day to day. And so I don't know if they're trying to, I think they're trying to protect themselves legally is what it is. And that they didn't want to say, you know, they said earlier with some workers in departments, first responder departments, that they had successfully demonstrated that they should get a religious exemption, but they weren't going to get it anyway. And then they cut that out apparently in the later iterations of the document, the legal document, because they didn't want to say, they didn't want to be the people to say in a civil lawsuit that the state had admitted that they had successfully demonstrated. Although I don't know what good's it going to do them now that, you know, everybody's got these or a lot of people have these documents that say they successfully demonstrated that they should get a religious exemption, but they're not going to give it to them because Charlie Parker just hates them apparently. I don't know. What's his problem anyway? Why does he's a hack's hack. He's been basically on the state payroll his entire life. You know, but this is like a declining religion, you know? I mean, when that this is when they lash out when the cult is losing its power, you know? Again, the persecutions of the Christians back in the I guess the 3rd, 4th centuries AD or CE as they say now, current era, because you can't say Anno Domini because that means year of the Lord. You know, the Counter-Reformation or the Spanish Inquisition or even like the Scopes Monkey Trial. You know, that wasn't so serious, but it just, you know, they just lashed out at a guy who wanted to teach evolution. So now these people don't want to get the jab. They're going against the state religion, certainly the state of Massachusetts religion under Pope Parker, the purveyor of panic porn. So he's lashing out, and he's going to do something about these heretics, these infidels. Can't burn them at the stake, but he can fire them, apparently. And that's what he's going to do. 844-500-4242. Steve, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Steve.
Hi, Howie. How you doing? Hey, one of these days you got to do a segment on misandrists, you know, people who hate men.
Yeah. Oh, massage? No, I don't know. What do you call them?
Misandrists. Those are people who hate men.
Oh, okay.
But anyway, what's that?
Not unless it's funny, like the one I just read, or I thought it was funny. I mean, it was kind of sad, but on the other hand, it was really funny too. Because I mean, how is this guy going to get through life if he's scared to see a man?
I have no idea. I give up with those people. But anyway, the thing that really bothers me about the vaccine mandate is not so much the mandate, but the full court press on all hands on deck with the media painting people who are against the vaccine is like being the public enemies of society. It's really, unfortunately, I read a lot of mainstream media because I want to know what the enemy is up to. I never read this much mainstream news in a long time. And this full court press with the news media with like subliminal propaganda, it's really evil. I've gotten into weird arguments with people, you know, how dare you be against the vaccine kind of thing, you know?
Yeah, well, did you see the guy in Germany wrote a piece about how even in Germany this is going on? And he was talking about how people that were respected scientists until the COVID vaccination are now, I got it here right in front of me here. His name is Ole Scambrax, and he is a mid-level employee of German public broadcaster ARD. And he's telling, it sounds just like Massachusetts or just like the U.S. From the beginning, I felt that public service broadcasting should fill a space of allowing different points of view. For the past year and a half, however, the space for discussion has narrowed considerably. This is a guy in Germany. Scientists and experts who were respected and esteemed before COVID, who were given space in public discourse, are suddenly labeled cranks, tinfoil hat wearers, or COVIDiots. Instead of an open exchange of opinions, a scientific consensus is proclaimed that must be defended. Anyone who doubts this and demands a multidimensional perspective of the pandemic will reap indignation and scorn. Sound familiar, Steve?
Oh yeah, most absolutely. And it's really evil because they're trying to turn people against everybody who's against the vaccine. And that's a worse side effect of their mandates.
Right. And he mentions that when President Trump said that hydroxychloroquine could be a game changer, that immediately discredited the medication. The political reasoning no longer allowed a scientific debate on HCQ. That's also true, right? Then there was the situation in India in the spring with the Delta variant. But the fact that India rather quickly brought the situation under control and that the use of ivermectin in large states such as Uttar Pradesh had a decisive role in this was not deemed newsworthy. This is not about celebrating any one COVID miracle drug, says this German broadcaster. My aim is to highlight facts which have not been given due consideration. The most vocal critics must count on house searches, prosecution, account suspensions, transfers or dismissal, or even referral to psychiatric care. It's true. All this is true, what he said. It's terrible. 844-500-4242. This is on Howie's homework. I put this on Howie's homework. And if you want to see the stories that we're talking about all through the show, you can go to HowieCarsShow.com and click on Howie's homework. And most of the stories are there, including this one. And also, when you're at HowieCarsShow.com, click on the store, and you can still get some good deals on the $50 gift certificates for $25 to both Apex Entertainment in Marlboro and Fun Spot in Laconia, New Hampshire. These are two huge amusement areas, arcades. And again, it's good stuff. They're both open year round, or you can just buy them and set them aside as Christmas presents, stocking stuffers, whatever. If you got young kids, they'll love both Apex Entertainment in Marlboro and Fun Spot in Laconia, New Hampshire. Depending on where you are, you may know the places. It's a good chance to get a $50 gift certificate for just $25. 844-500-4242. No one could have ever predicted how hot and competitive the real estate market would get during COVID. If you hesitated to sell your real estate or your residential or commercial real estate during this time, don't miss the opportunity to get out on top. Let JJ Manning Auctioneers help you auction your real estate quickly, contingency-free, and for strong dollars. You will set the terms, you will set the closing date, and the buyer will pay the commissions. For over 45 years and 16,000 auctions, J.J. Manning has been the trusted leader in accelerated real estate sales. To learn more on how to get your residential, commercial, or land property sold quickly and contingency-free, contact Charlie Gill at 800-521-0111 or jjmanning.com. With over 16,000 sales and satisfied clients, you can be the next one. Call Charlie today at 800-521-0111 or go to jjmanning.com and get your property sold. I'm Howie Carr.
You might want to keep a close eye on your fried clams. Howie Carr returns after this.
Yum, yum, yum.
Looking for Howie Carr on YouTube? Well, you won't find him there.
Yee-hoo! Where are you?
Watch the show live and uncensored at rumble.com/The Howie Carr Show.
That's the number if you'd like to give us a call. I'm going to play, talk about scapegoating people who don't take the vaccine. you got to listen to Lori Lightfoot. And this is, you know, a real, you know, rules for thee but not for me, mayor of Chicago. You know, she's the one who said she needed to have her hair done because she was the face of Chicago. And, you know, she's been caught several times without a mask. Very recently, I think, at the at the WNBA championship, even though she's got a mask mandate for the city. And also one of her hack aldermen allies has a restaurant in that near downtown. And when the restaurant was supposed to be masked there, or not even maybe not even open, it was open. It was just open because, hey, it's Chicago, right? So now the cops are refusing to get vaccinated. Half of them, a lot more than in Massachusetts, in any of the departments in Massachusetts. And so this is what she said about the. This is what Mayor Lightfoot said about the Chicago PD. Cut 33.
Because we believe that the FOP leadership is trying to foment an illegal work stoppage to strike, pure and simple. We've laid that out in the materials, and we're not having that. The contract is clear and it's been known for a long time. The police unions are not authorized to strike. It's in their collective bargaining agreement, and it's a matter of state law. What we've seen from the Fraternal Order of Police, and particularly the leadership, is a lot of misinformation, a lot of half-truths, and frankly, flat-out lies, in order to induce an insurrection. And we're not having that.
An insurrection. Isn't that a flat-out lie? An induce? Is that the right word you're looking for? I thought you induced labor. You know, foment was the right word, which she used first, but then she had to go a little further and try for the alliteration. Induce an insurrection. Whatever you say. 844-500-4242. Barry Weiss is ex-New York Times. She was on with Brian Stelter, the man that Sean Hannity calls Humpty Dumpty or Mr. Potato Head, on CNN. And he was saying, you know, what is all this talk about the world's gone mad? What do you mean by that? I don't know if we have him asking the question, but here's Barry Weiss very succinctly listing the way the world has gone mad. Cut 9.
When you have the chief reporter on the beat of COVID for the New York Times talking about how questioning or pursuing the question of the lab leak is racist, the world has gone mad. When you're not able to say out loud and in public that there are differences between men and women, the world has gone mad. When we're not allowed to acknowledge that rioting is rioting and it is bad, and that silence is not violence, but violence is violence, the world has gone mad. When we're not able to say that Hunter Biden's laptop is a story worth pursuing, the world has gone mad. When, in the name of progress, young school children, as young as kindergarten, are being separated in public schools because of their race, and that is called progress rather than segregation, the world has gone mad.
Boy, she was just really on fire. I mean, again, granted, you know, she was not exactly up against a world-class intellect, but still, she handled him without effort. Cut 10. Barry Weiss.
Why should I take the 3 or 4 weeks that it takes to smuggle through an op-ed that doesn't suit the conventional narrative? I might as well commission the 5,000th op-ed saying that Donald Trump is a moral monster. What's going on is the transformation of these sense-making institutions of American life. It's the news media, it's the publishing houses, it's the Hollywood studios, it's our universities, and they are narrowing in a radical way what's acceptable to say and what isn't.
That's exactly what that guy from Germany was saying on the website in Europe. There's only so many acceptable points of view now, and if you don't have it, then you're going to be canceled. Cut 11. Up, we're out of time. We'll have more of this tomorrow. 844-500-4242. And again, if you want to send anything to the Herald to tell what's going on in state government with these alleged terminations or threats of terminations, newstips@bostonherald.com. I'm Howie Carr.